Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Jay Curry about her I Am Creative event to be held on Sunday, September 22nd at Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. My guest today is a Georgia native born and raised in the city of Decatur, where's greater. She has a wealth of business and operations experience from the corporate arena. Today, she is president and CEO of J Agency, an organization dedicated to helping to make your dream a reality. She serves as a virtual chief operating officer for authors, entertainers, nonprofits, small businesses, and service providers. She also serves as the creative producer and creative director, executive producer and creative director for her most recent project, I Am Creative Live, that was designed to travel across the globe. We are so honored to have on the phone today a visionary and a true Southern Georgia peach full of passion and purpose, Ms. Jay Curry. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful, blessed, and highly favored.
All right. It sounds like it. Well, Ms. Curry, I've met you a few times, and, you know, I said to myself, now, this lady has dealt with a lot of famous people in the industry, even right here in Atlanta. My first question to you is, how do you stay so down-to-earth and humble?
Well, I would say that life really got me to this point. You know, I've gone through a lot of tragic situations, great situations, and I've tried to turn all those things into positive things that will help me translate that to people who need my services. Trust, honesty is what I try to give to the clients and people that I am engaged with, and in doing so, it's just really helped me to get me where I am.
All right. Well, tell us about I Am Creative Live.
I Am Creative Live, wow. It is an interactive music experience, and I would say it's the best of four worlds, basically. I Am Creative Live is an award show. It's an indie artist competition. It's an opportunity for open mic artists to compete, and we also have a wonderful musician swap where we have musicians who will be randomly selected to swap out our live band.
Well, it sounds innovative. How did you come up with the concept of I Am Creative Live?
Well, I would say taking one of my clients to the next level, Jason Sylvain, who is a wonderful musician and singer. He had a showcase that he was running monthly, and he asked me to come over and to take a look at some of the things that he was doing, and I wanted to know how I could help take his brand to the next level. I went over and sat and participated at maybe one or two performances, and in a matter of about a week, I wrote this entire program. And the goal was not to just write a program that would just continue to be the same concept that everybody else is doing with the rotation of the open mic sessions. I just wanted to create something that would set the bar and kind of take it to the next level. And so in doing so, I bridged all of those components that I just talked about together to allow artists an opportunity to get exposure, access to resources that they typically aren't, privy to, marketing, advertising opportunities, real networking from people who will really have, you know, a passion and love for the success of their career.
All right. Well, it sounds like it. You mentioned that the show will be monthly. What are some of the different musical genres that will be represented?
Well, I designed it that way because in typical competitions that I've seen in the Idol concepts, normally it's cover music that you hear, and you have a variety of people who may sing a specific genre. And I just think, you know, when you are competing, that you should be measured in a category where similar people are measured the same way. And so in doing that, each month represents, like I said, this month is R&B and pop. Next month is hip-hop. The next month is gospel. December is jazz. And then January we have opera. The list goes on, neo-soul, country, rock. This allows them to, again, compete, and you're competing against four other R&B and pop artists. So it makes that whole competitive category a little bit more creative.
Well, Jay, tell us a little bit more about this award show that you incorporated into the event. Who are you honoring and why?
We are honoring, Gene Karn. And that's because each show is we focus on that particular state, if you will. So, again, we're in Atlanta. So I'm highlighting, I'm turning back the hands of time, people who have paved the way in the music industry, here in town. Gene Karn is one of our honorees. She's actually our legend this year. Last year, our legend was Teresa Hightower, who has been performing for us for many years at the Ritz-Carlton. Some people weren't familiar with her, and again, after the show, they learned about her and started to support her as well. But Gene Karn has done quite a bit here in Atlanta. She attended Morris Brown College. She also sang with my mom. Elgin Bell sang with Gene Karn. They had an ensemble years ago. So it's a lot of education that a lot of people will get and just coming to the show, learning about people who lived here. Another honoree is Toni Braxton. We're very excited about that. Toni isn't from Atlanta, but she was here for a long period of time back in the day and still is. But she has given us so much, love in the industry, so much good music. And during the Babyface, LaFace, time period, all of those hits came from her. And so we're taking this opportunity to thank and praise Toni for all that she has done for the city of Atlanta. We have Jazzy Faye, who has produced quite a bit. He's done a lot with Sierra. He's producing here now. He's working on different projects. He's working on a television show, if I'm not mistaken, and has really done a lot of things that a lot of people in the industry and some that are not aware of. And so I want to bring awareness to all the hard work that these people have done in the community.
Well, congratulations.
It's one thing to get a mainstream award, from a BET or a VH1 or whomever, but when your state recognizes you for what you've done, I just think that that award means something totally different to the audience, to the honoree.
Sure, of course. And I want to congratulate you for that, for caring enough to, reach out and help others who are most deserving.
Yeah.
So how can a person become involved who might be listening? And from what I'm hearing, you're creating numerous new job opportunities. How are you doing that?
Well, I do have a corporate background, and based on my assessment and what I've learned over the past few years in entertainment is that it's very strong, but in some areas we lack structure. And I created a way to not only create job opportunities, but to also bless people who have wanted to be involved in the industry and just couldn't get in because they weren't, in a specific circle or you name it. But at the end of the day, I've structured this so that this multi-market, multicultural experience will touch a number of states, meaning I'll have co-producers that will produce in those markets and oversee this same business model that will be facilitated across the country and internationally. And so here in Atlanta, we have 10 shows that will take place at Center Stage, again, focusing on each specific genre. That producer would oversee what takes place in that market, and they would actually clone what we're doing here. They will actually be a part of the revenue share, and through sponsorship, we will be able to open up job opportunities based on the project for the team who actually helped us to pull it off in those locations. Yes.
So how are you able to secure such a beautiful location like the Center Stage Theater for this event?
Well, I presented this proposal to Center Stage, and they graciously embraced the model because they are all about the music and bringing out new artists. So it was truly a blessing, and I have to say I really thank Center Stage for buying into the vision. And our goal is to make sure that it is a stellar series and that it is top-notch and presented in such a way that it continues to bring traffic their way. So blessed to have that relationship. Center Stage is a beautiful facility. It gave me the look that I was looking for. We wanted to have a very, very intimate setting so that people would appreciate the ambiance and how we plan to deliver this experience. This is a completely live show, which means I am forcing independent artists to step up to the plate. If you are ready for the next level, it means that you have a website. It means that you have music ready for us to buy. It means that you have an EPK. What that means is if you're not in that position right now, it doesn't mean you can't make the show. It means before registration closes, get your business in order. And when they come, we have record labels and industry executives who will be there to listen and hear this music. And we have a wonderful group team called the Listening Factory, where we've pulled in the best of the best in the industry, and these professionals will actually pick the music that the independent artist will be able to perform, which is really, really exciting to me because it says that we're going to pick the best, we're going to pick the best music, which means the listeners and the people in the audience who come will want to buy everything that they hear. This helps us to make that artist successful. They get immediate downloads. They get immediate fans at the click of a button because we're going to expose all of this information during the show. So it's more about exposing them. It's more about bringing them the resources that they need and also elevating them to that next level because who knows? Well, actually, they don't know who's going to be in the audience. There may be someone there scouting talent. And what I'm looking for are investors and people who can come and say, this artist has it together. I'd like to put some money behind marketing or distribution. And that's kind of where we are.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And the last part was that a lot of the artists, independent artists, have not had an opportunity to perform live. And so if you can show me that you can perform live to my all-star band, I have Teddy White, who has played for, a bunch of, you know, industry professionals. He just recently performed for R. Kelly as the MD over at Atlanta on the Park, and the list goes on. So we have a top-notch band that's going to support each artist. And so if they've never done it, they will be rehearsing with us, and this will be their moment of fame and their opportunity to taste the live band experience.
Well, what a great venue once again. How important was it, Jay, for every audience member to have a great seat at an event like this?
Well, I'll have to say that there aren't any bad seats in the house. I mean, literally, if you were up top, it's the best seat. That's another reason why we picked the venue. I also wanted to have a very intimate setting because when you're bringing industry professionals in, I want people to feel like they can reach out and touch them. It's one thing to be in a coliseum that has, you know, 50,000 seats, but if you're there, you want to know that you can get close to the people that you need, which is why we have partnered with the Georgia Music Industry Association, Jimmy LaFavor. They will be there to provide resources so that artists understand the proper way of licensing and publishing their music. We are also bringing on marketing specialists who will be there. They've crafted and developed very affordable packages to help the industry artists, market and promote their brand. A lot of times we focus on our passion so much that we forget about the business, we forget about how to get the word out. And if we could just shift just a little bit and get those things in order, the passion will expand beyond. And so I'm bringing that education to the forefront, making it affordable, because, again, we are in a recession here, and this is the livelihood of a lot of people who become frustrated. And for me, it's more about creating a solution, creating a path for them to follow, a roadmap to help them get there. And if I can bring the community in so that they can listen, hear good product, they'll want to support and nourish these young individuals. If you don't have a project, I do want to state that it is open for open mic as well. So we have professionals who, or singers who just may sing in a choir and you've been singing for a long time and you have not had the time or the funding to have production done, well, you can register as well, and we will actually, you know, select the bottom three or four, and those open mic artists will have an opportunity to perform at the show as well. They will also perform with a live band, which means it's certainly next level because at this point, you never know who may be watching.
All right. Well, you touched on it a little bit earlier, but who are some of your supporters and sponsors of your event?
Wow, I would say supporters first. I'd have to thank God Almighty. I mean, without him, I wouldn't be this far. My immediate team, Gwen Jackson of LMG Productions, Tara Waters, who is my operations director, my mom, Connie Bussey Hunt of Moments Venue and Connie's Flowers, Donald Jarman, who leads the old school Saturdays. He's been doing that for quite some time. He's been a tremendous supporter. Ramona DeBrow, Teddy White, Janet Jackson, Jerome Edmondson. Regarding sponsors, we've got Costco, who has partnered with us, and they will actually provide the food that we have prepared at our VIP reception. They have a cookbook, so Celebrity Chef Cash will be cooking from that list of menu items. So I'm looking forward to seeing his presentation at the show.
All right. Well, with this event, what is your connection to the nonprofit community?
Wow, that's another huge component. The ultimate goal is to host this show, this series, in as many states as possible. Each month representing its own genre, representing its own nonprofit organization. It startles me to know that we can donate $1 million to one organization when we have several nonprofits who are doing some remarkable things. And I just think if 10 nonprofits could get $1 million, we could change the world a lot faster. And so I created this model to stretch it that far, which means each month, we're going to be supporting a different nonprofit. So, of course, the GMIA organization is our immediate firsthand partner on a grand scale. However, this month we will be supporting the Clark Atlanta University Band. They are wanting to go over to Senegal, and they have some young kids who have never witnessed live instruments, don't know what they look like, have never heard them. Ryan Kilgore is our past honoree, and he's also now a co-producer with I Am Creative Live. We are supporting him in trying to pay for flights, airfare, hotel accommodations for 50 band members to travel overseas, and we hope that we'll be able to make that happen during the show. We're also supporting Sunshine Lewis. Sunshine Lewis is the young lady who lost her son at Emory. He was being monitored, taking a sleep apnea test. I'm helping her to develop her nonprofit organization, and I recently partnered with the Links, the Five Links organization, and I've signed the organization up under Sunshine. I'm sure she'll hear about this now, but it will be a surprise presented to her at the show, to where every location, every market that we touch, we will be using their text-to-vote product, and all of those, all of the revenue associated to that will roll up to her nonprofit. So I'm extremely excited about what it's going to do for her and her nonprofit organization. Yes, yes.
All right. Well, Jay, with your wealth of information, let me ask you this question for my listeners. What is the number one mistake that new artists make without knowing it?
Say that one more time. What's the number one mistake
that new artists make without even knowing it?
Oh, the mistake. You said mistake?
Mistake, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wow. I would say for me, it's being uneducated about their business state, their business process. I think artists need to become more involved in what happens at the negotiating table. They don't necessarily have to negotiate, but I think they should be the only one signing checks. And a lot of times we give that onus to people that we trust. And I just think if you have the right person, they'll be okay with you being a part of that process. So it's more about educating them on, you know, where's the money going and how are my advances being managed, and paying more attention to what it takes to operate and learning how to scale and work with the bare minimum, not going and living beyond your means. And so, again, some of the vendors that we'll have at the show will be organizations that provide retirement expertise, yes, private investment advisory, because it really doesn't make sense to make $10, $15 million and not invest $10,000 that could actually be turned into millions of dollars if you have the right financial advisor. But we can't do what we don't know. My role is to make sure that they're fully educated on what their options are. And so if there are sponsors out there, we're looking for banking solutions, because the independent artist, it still starts with establishing yourself as a business. If you establish yourself as a business, you need to understand payroll. There are a number of financial institutions that have banking solutions that fit this model. And so we're not asking sponsors to come on board just for a logo and a brand. We want them to come on board and to be a part of our visual communication experience, explaining why it's important to follow these steps and why their product or service will add value to the success of their career. That's where I am. And so banking solutions, retirement packages, marketing, advertising, photographers that have reasonable packages, I want these people to know that they can afford to have the look of a Beyonce, and you can get that out of Atlanta because we have the number one photographer here who's running a special just for you, and it's affordable. Yes.
All right. All right. And very quickly, what is your best advice to anyone just entering the business, the music business?
Wow, interesting. I would say walk in with caution. Take your time, pace, have a plan. Do a lot of networking. Do a lot of research. Make sure you understand your goal, your vision, and what you're truly trying to do, keeping the end in mind. I think that's the key. For me, I'm always thinking future state. I'm a strategic thinker, planner, visionary, and I like to sit back, analyze, and assess. Patience is going to be probably the most important thing, and that's because, you know, the music industry is very fast. It's very high-paced. There are things that you want to do because certain people are involved, and for me, it's not about the people and the name. It's truly about the relationship and the value that multiple people can bring to a situation. And so to answer your question, take things slow, don't jump, and don't make, moves too fast, because, you know, it can either make or break your brand.
Jay, where would you like to see I'm Creative Live in the next 2 to 3 years?
Where I would like to see it in the next 2 to 3 years? Well, I will tell you, presently, we will be recording the show for pay-per-view. I am looking to put the show on a major network. Because there is not a idol experience at this moment that focuses on the development of new talent at this magnitude, where you have an awards component, independent artists, open mic artists, and then a musician swap. I mean, right now, mainstream and award shows that are being aired today, an indie artist would never get that type of exposure. Maybe an indie artist, but not an open mic artist. So that's the reason why I continue to say it's the best of four worlds, because someone may have an opportunity to grace the stage with the Jay-Z if we get to that point. The goal is to get to A-list level where you do have that type of talent and you're able to, I'm able to expose this talent in an arena at the size of a Phillips Arena, of course. That makes the adrenaline flow. It also helps that artist to grow, because you'll have 500,000 people in the audience who may or may not buy the music. We're trying to do our best job at picking the best talent. Registration is open. Registration is very inexpensive. It's $39 for an independent artist to register for I Am Creative Live. Whether or not they will be chosen is another thing. However, you do get a free ticket to the show. So you're not, it's a win-win no matter how you look at the situation. So if you're selling music now, sell 3 CDs to invest in yourself. For open mic, it's $29 for you to register, and you still get a free ticket to the show. So there's absolutely no excuse. It's up to the artist to make the first move. It's up to the artist to make sure that they are prepared and they meet the requirements that we have set forth. We are following a standard process. So for people who are not familiar with structure as it relates to showcases, this is a very structured model that we have created. I have a team of people who understand it, and they are supporting me to make sure that we adhere to the policies and processes that I put in place. So if you don't make registration, if you don't make the deadline, it's a process. You register for the next show. We don't have the favoritism in the back door. We're following a standard process. And in that, others will pick up on that, and I hope and pray that they'll learn from it because it will help us do business a lot better.
All right. Well, Jay, speaking of the show, where can people purchase tickets to your event, and how much are they?
They can purchase tickets online at any Ticketmaster location, Publix, or go to Center Stage. I will say that there are additional fees through Ticketmaster. Center Stage, I think they just have a $1 processing fee. If they live in Decatur or wish to come out to my office, they can purchase tickets just for that flat rate, depending on where they wish to sit, and we will put them on a will call list. So there are several different options. We partnered with V103, so our radio advertising actually starts today. I'm very excited about that. And I will say that there are only 903 seats in the facility, and we have some wonderful celebrities who will be in the house. And it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful live music show. The awards that we are giving are creative awards. So this is very non-traditional, meaning it's not about the numbers and how many units did you sell. It's about why do we continue to sing this music. So we have creative hooks and lyrics. Creative hooks and lyrics, you are still singing music from Michael Jackson, Teddy Pendergrass today because you love the hook. You love what the writer wrote. And so I want to highlight those writers. We have Creative Touch. Creative Touch, it's a musician who is very passionate about what they've learned about the instrument and how they deliver. We honored Ryan Kilgore. He is passing his award to Reggie Hines, another saxophone player this year. Reggie Hines has worked so hard and has done so much, but what people don't know is that he's educating children, at-risk children, and going to the school, teaching some of these young folks so that jazz doesn't die. And that is the type of information that I will expose, you know, at the show.
All right. Well,
and
Jay, we only have about two minutes left. Do you have any encouragement for other women business owners out there trying to make their mark in the business world here in Atlanta?
Oh, yes, I do. I would say that, you know, the entertainment industry is a male-dominated world, and it's very hard. And so I've just tried to remain focused on the direction that I'm headed in. My focus has been on establishing the right relationships to help me accomplish my goals and to make sure that I have the right mentors on board to help me get to success. Prayer is one of the main things that, you know, we all have to have because, again, it's very, very hard. You have people who don't want to see you succeed, unfortunately, and there are some people who do. So you just really have to remain focused on your dream, your vision, and in helping others with their dreams, remaining focused on where you're going, and then prioritizing so that we can help them to get where they need to be.
All right.
So
Jay,
that's why my motto is, yes.
Go ahead and say your motto. We only have about 30 seconds left.
Motto is loving, caring, and sharing in business is possible. Let's do it.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can reach me at the J Agency, www.jagencyinc.com, or I Am Creative Live, www.iamcreativelive.com.
All right. Well, Ms. J. Curry, Executive Producer and Creative Director of I Am Creative Live, and President and CEO of J Agency, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Ms. J. Curry and other women business owners right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK, where you can check out the latest pictures from our most recent photo shoots of new clients. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another fantastic job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.